Welcome, fellow citizens. Larry Platt here from the Philadelphia Citizen with our guest, the legendary political media consultant, Neil Oxman. You've heard of Neil Oxman if you pay attention to politics the way I do. He was the messaging consultant behind Ed Rendell, Michael Nutter, candidates across the country in congressional and gubernatorial races, even a Midwest mayor named Jerry Springer at one point, which maybe we could talk about. But this cycle, Neil is sitting out, and I thought it would be a great opportunity, since he doesn't have a dog in this fight, to pick his brain about where we are heading into the political elections, the midterms. So I should also say he's a tremendous Renaissance man, a professional golf tour caddy, and a movie enthusiast. I always look forward to his annual star turn on Radio Times with Marty Moscoe, which is just before the Academy Awards, and get because I think you see about 300 movies a year in theaters.
Well, since COVID, I've been down to about half of that, but I was averaging over 200 movies a year. When I had no life years ago, my record was 2 years in a row, I saw 276 and 282, now I see a movie sort of every third day. And the interesting thing is, Larry, when I go to the movies, there are no more than a handful of people in the movies. It's really sad. I mean, I saw this really nice film at the Ritz the other night called Operation Mincemeat, a good World War II movie about a true story about trying to fake the Germans out about where the Allies were going to land after they left Africa. And it was in the biggest screen at the Ritz, and I was there with three people. I mean, it's just really sad. But anyway,
what is it about, before we get to politics, what is it about, is there something magical in the experience of being in a movie theater with a big screen? Is that why you're?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's. I think movies are something that's better enjoyed communally. I mean, when you hear people laugh, or actually, you know, hear people cry or gasp or whatever it is, depending on the movie, I think it's clearly more interesting and better, first of all, by seeing it in those dimensions, because that's the way movies are shot. They're shot, you know, when certain lenses and lighting a certain way to be seen there, not on, you know, your iPhone. And, you know, it's fun to have some popcorn or some Raisinets or whatever you're going to have and enjoy a movie. And I used to do it because I would walk from my office at 16th and Locust to the Ritz to clear my head after a day and of working. And I would go to a movie, and then we would edit all night. Literally, I would go back to the, you know, to places where we edited. But I'd have 2 hours where I'd sort of kill between the time we'd start editing and the end of the workday. And I did that forever just to kind of clear my head. But, you know, I'll see probably 150 movies this year. I mean, the problem is there's less product coming out. Art house movies might be dead. I mean, you know, big screen movies are, you know, the big blockbuster stuff people are going to. Kids movies are making lots of money worldwide. But the little art house movies, which were always vanity projects, as Mark Moskowitz says, for directors and actors and producers, and always found a way, if you looked at Box Office Mojo, to make $1 million or $2 million and break even, they're making $50,000 and $100,000. No one is going. Yeah. So on a Saturday night, if you would go to the four, if you would be in the lobby at the Ritz at 4 o'clock, there'd be sort of 100 shrivels like me, older people there. And then at 7, it would be a mixed crowd. And at 9:30, there'd be a lot of young people. You go to the lobby at the Ritz now at 4 or 7 or 9:30, and there are 10 people in the lobby. I mean, it's really, really sad. And I'm not exaggerating. I write in my movie diary how many times I've been alone in the movie theater. And about one out of four movies I've seen so far this year, I've probably seen 40 this year, I've been completely alone. It's a thing.
You keep a movie diary?
Yeah, well, that's how I don't do descriptions, but I do the name of the movie. This started out as a movie contest years ago. And for those of us who were in the contest, we never trusted each other. So we had to put the ticket stubs in a diary. And so the diaries are like that thick with all the big ticket, you know, because of the ticket stubs. And it was the name of the movie, the movie theater, rating it from 1 to 10, and whom you saw the movie with. Now I have just a little diary where I just have the name of the movie and I rate it from 1 to 10, so that at the end of the year when I do Marty's show, it's always a top 10 show and I can remember, oh, I gave this movie a 10 and this movie a 5. I'm an easy grader.
This is why I love you. You're just your passion for, and by the way, I am very concerned about the loss of communal space. That's a hidden cost of COVID right now. And we, whether it's restaurants, whether it's, you know, cities are about different coming together. And we're not doing that to the degree that we used to.
The three big things that have happened, and I've said this to all my friends for 2 years now, obviously office space stuff is going to change forever. Boomers have retired way sooner than they thought they would, you know, my generation. And thirdly, you know, movie going. I mean, after 2 years of watching everything on Netflix or Hulu, or this new paradigm, which I don't understand, where they open stuff at the same time, you know, it just means people don't do it anymore. Yes, when a kid's movie opens, for instance, or a Marvel movie opens, Doctor Strange did $345 million worldwide last weekend. I mean, movies like that still make money because certain audiences want to go. But for people our age, we've stopped going to the movies. We really, you know, we just sit at home and it's less expensive. And this is the true reflection of what's going on at the Ritz at the Art House. On Mondays and Tuesdays all day, the Ritz is selling movie tickets for everybody for $7.
Wow.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
You know, because tickets there are $11.50. And but for all day on Monday and Tuesdays are $7. And there's still, you know, no one's still going.